brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, got a big show lined up for you today. You know, I didn't bug Jesse Ventura the last 6 months or so. I knew he was busy shooting three different TV pilots, one of which I'm involved with at a certain level. And also, his wife had a family member dying of cancer. And so he's a really busy guy. So I wanted to give him some space to go down to Mexico to do some surfing, but he ended up never being able to go down there. So I went ahead and called him up this morning, and he said, yeah, I'll come on today. But his schedule is such he's only going to be on for 30 minutes, and then coming up the Monday after next, he'll be with us for a full hour to talk about a host of issues. So former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who you've seen making the rounds on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, The View, talking about waterboarding. You know, actually, we need to go pull up. I know Aaron Dykes is here. He first told that waterboarding story, driving around with us in the car. We videotaped it. And I don't think we ever even aired that, where Ventura, Paul, where Ventura tells the waterboarding story. Will you ask Aaron to go grab that out of his computer files? It's Jesse Ventura. Aaron will have it. It's Jesse Ventura when he was in Austin last October, driving around with us in the car, talking about how they were waterboarded in underwater demolition training. Because with their escape and evasion or capture, escape and evasion training. I forget the exact name of it. It's Sears training. And just how, you know, completely worthless it would be to actually get real answers out of people. All it's good for is getting false confessions. So I just hung up the phone with Ventura, had a nice 15-minute discussion with him about a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff behind the scenes. We have not heard the last of former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, movie star turned 9/11 truther turned anti-New World Order activist. And Ventura has now gone down the rabbit hole since I talked to him 6 months ago. Well, I guess I talked to him in November, too, but 6 months ago. And so he has definitely learned a lot more about the New World Order since I first gave him a copy of Terror Storm. What was it, 2.5, 3 years ago? Terror Storm had just come out. And he was down here in Central Texas and had a chance to meet him, and he'd already seen some of my work from his son, and his son had also just given him Loose Change. And I gave him a copy of Terror Storm, and he certainly went down the rabbit hole from that point on. And that's another example of how we can go out to influential people who are not evil, who are not servants of the New World Order, and wake them up to what's happening in the wider world. You know, we woke up Bruce Willis. Rick Linklater broke that here on air. People can say, oh, who cares about Bruce Willis or Jesse Ventura? Well, the establishment, the media does. I mean, you know, they'll pay these guys tens of millions of dollars to pitch products because the public pays attention. And so it's great to have influential former governors and movie stars and people waking up. It's great to have Keanu Reeves giving, you know, talks now to the media about the New World Order. It's great to have George Lucas coming out against the New World Order. It's great to have Charlie Sheen come out against the New World Order. It's wonderful. I mean, if I tried to list all the prominent people coming out and speaking out against the New World Order, it would take an hour to go over them all. There's so many, I can't even think of them all at one time. And so that's another example of what this radio show and my films are doing, thanks to you, spreading the word and taking action. It's having a huge effect. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, getting set to run for Congress, run for the Senate. He's coming up in T-minus 25 minutes. Then I'll give you an update on one of my employees' daughters that CPS tried to kidnap, strip searched her. Hayes County's whining, their entire government phone systems were shut down. They probably weren't able to kidnap kids for a few hours and or raid marijuana smokers with SWAT teams and shoot them or anything. We'll talk about it all.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got Daryl Hundis. Great guy. Coming in the studio talking about a host of issues in Romans 13, how the churches in this country are controlled by the globalists. Jesse Ventura, the last 30 minutes of the show today, making big headlines everywhere. His comments about waterboarding and a lot more, and about indicting, prosecuting the Bush administration. So he'll be on the show today as well. Rand Paul, getting ready to run for political office, son of the illustrious Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, will be joining us coming up later in this hour as well. And in the next hour, we will have open phones. Look, I want to thank the listeners for tens of thousands of phone calls to YouTube and the parent company Google, because that made them contact us and point out that we should just file in federal court that these were false copyright claims that had been filed to bring down the Alex Jones YouTube channel. And we did that. I wrote a briefing, wrote a federal filing, and most of these are not successful. You can read the history of these. We were successful because I cited precedent and some other things. But it was your phone calls that definitely got Google's attention. And there's some complexities to that I'm not going to get into. But the issue is we had a success there, and millions more people will now every week see the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Just one outpost on the front lines of the info war. Make no mistake, YouTube is the very front line. That's where we're reaching many of the new people we reach. We are not speaking to the choir here. They take the audio of this show, the video, and we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. They slap it up there. all over the internet, and it's just having an unbelievable effect, not just on YouTube. But YouTube is the big kahuna, bigger than all video sites combined, and we are waging war on corruption and the New World Order on YouTube and reaching tens of thousands conservatively of new people every day. So I salute you. Now, I have an employee in here. Monday I get off the air. She's crying. CPS says she can't have her daughter. They're going to come take her. She had a little bruise halfway down her thigh. Then it turns out they strip searched her, had police there telling her you're going to get in trouble if you don't. It shut down the Hayes County phone system, according to them. They're such liars. Who knows what the truth is? And so later in the next hour, I'll spend about 5 minutes thanking everybody for now, because who knows what's going to come up in the future, but I don't want to thank everybody. For now, it looks like we're backing them off. And I'll tell you what's happening with that. But, you know, there's all these cops in the Austin American Statesman in the comment page under the article that we're linked to up on Infowars.com going, oh, Alex Jones wants children to be abused. You know, I remember we were going through the academy. When I was going through the academy, you can tell these are, you know, cops in Austin and Hayes County. I mean, they admit they are. Yeah, Alex said all those cops got chips in our heads that we got at the academy. I never said that. That's a straw man. I read mainstream news articles how they want to chip the military out of BBC and Associated Press. And I read Army documents. But see, that's what you do. Instead of talking about why are schools strip searching little girls without their parents being notified, with police threatening them they'll get in trouble if they don't, instead of you facing up to the type of stuff you're doing all over this country, and that's all over the news that goes on, not just in this case, you sit there and you make jokes and you lie about me and say I said... See, you're lying to yourselves right there. Do you believe the crap you're shoveling? Do you believe the baloney you're putting out? They had the Hayes County Sheriff spokesman on local radio saying I'm a liar. Now they're trying to claim that they didn't even strip search her. But we have the CPS and others in previous statements admitting that they did. They're calling it a medical examination, taking her pants off. And the Statesman caught she in those lies. I was talking to the Statesman reporter yesterday, and he goes, yeah, they did say that earlier. Now they're saying this. Pretty soon you'll say you didn't even talk to the little girl. Pretty soon you'll say little Haley doesn't exist. Pretty soon you'll say Buda Elementary doesn't exist. Hayes County doesn't exist. Texas doesn't exist. The United States doesn't exist. The planet doesn't exist. Your double think mind tricks don't work on us anymore. We're breaking our conditioning. We're not listening to your double talk anymore. Ah! And I had TV crews here yesterday, and they were saying, was this unreasonable and dangerous for you to do, giving out government phone numbers, and the Hayes County says you gave out their 911? And I said, I didn't give out 911. You don't get on national radio and say, call 911. That wouldn't even go to Hayes County. I gave the administrative offices of the county commissioners, the city of beauty, the city of beauty. I suddenly can't talk today because I'm so hyped up. The city of Buda, the city council, and the police department administrative numbers. And that's all on record. And I said, go listen to the MP3 of the show. So see, that's what the police always do. They always try to put it off on somebody else. Oh, we weren't there. We didn't strip search her. We don't know about any strip search. First it was we weren't part of the strip search. Then I know nothing. To the best of our knowledge, there was no strip search. You know, next, they would have told us that their squad car videos weren't working either, kind of like in the latest Austin shooting. I mean, I've seen two cases now in the last week of police running up to a suspect with his laying on the ground with his hands out in supplication, in prostration, prostrate, before them. You know, submission. And the police, with all their power, boot kick the head, head flies back, blood starts coming out, and the police, DAs, and people come out on the news and say, oh, this was just adjusting the positioning of his head. So I guess now they stomp your head in and kill you. It's just positioning. Maybe they cut your arm off. It's merely a flesh wound. All right, I'm already digressing into babble. Gold's up at $943. So what, gold is up $63 in the last 3 weeks. Making a move. And they'll probably try to suppress the price again, but they're not going to be able to do it forever. China, Russia, Venezuela, Brazil, they're all dumping the dollar right now. All I can say is get ready for rough financial times ahead, and that's putting it lightly. Anyways, I digress. We got Jesse Ventura coming up, as I said. That should be interesting. Okay. Let me give you some of the headlines I've got here in front of me. Obviously, we're going to talk about the big press conference that I watched as I was jogging on the treadmill this morning with President Barack H. Obama up there engaged in levels of doublethink, double speak, double talk, duplicity, lies, disinformation that will bamboozle a bunch of other people. And then when people point out in a year from now that they're holding secret detainees, including U.S. citizens, in the United States and other countries, and that he's continuing indefinite secret detention, he's announced all that in his executive order, second day in office. I mean, that's why it's all in the Obama deception. He just keeps repeating the same trick over and over again. You see the Obama deception, you have their entire game plan. And but for an average person that hasn't studied the enemy and how they operate, he is the latest generation of lying, though. I mean, I've never seen double talk this slick. It's only slick, though, if you're uninformed. If you're informed, it's a big joke. So before I break that down right now, I want to just give you another example that is now public knowledge that he got caught on. One of the few things he got caught on. I mean, he's been caught on every front lying if you look at what he's done, but still the public widely knows he lied about this. He's been caught even by the sheep public on this issue. And he's being caught on the secret arrest, no right for detainees, indefinite detention, torture. He's being caught on that, so that's what this is damage control and him and Cheney engaged in some political theater. All choreographed, all scripted on the teleprompters. Both sides. Obama works for the people that run Bush. They confer together, they hug, they have phone calls weekly. It's just all, he's protecting Bush. It's completely staged. He's got his defense secretary, the entire crew. There's more Bush people in the administration than there are, that's Bush 41 and Clinton people than there are that Obama brought in. So here's an example of a scam you know about. Even if you're a mainline, new listener to the show who thinks Rush Limbaugh's conservative and Bill Clinton's liberal and they all love you and want to take care of you, instead of they all are for the New World Order. So let me break this down for you. Remember Obama coming out and saying he was angry about the banker bailout and he was going to get to the bottom of CEO bonuses and compensation to executives in the tens of billions of dollars. And then it was, he'd already signed the executive order, so this is in the Obama deception out 2 months ago. And this only broke a month ago, because I know how to read the executive order. I don't need mainstream media to tell me something. So we break down exactly what later came out in the news in the film. I know how to read an executive order. That executive order said that anyone who previously signed a deal with the October 3rd banker takeover, in perpetuity forward, couldn't be investigated, couldn't be audited, and they could have any bonuses or any money they wanted and spend it however they wanted. But that wasn't enough for him. He signed an executive order saying that. Then he pressured Senator Dodd, and Dodd's on record saying this, the White House has had to admit it, to pass a rider on the $887 billion stimulus package stating that all the major banks and brokerage firms were exempt from even getting money out of the stimulus package for CEO and executive bonuses and pay. And then Obama came out and gave speeches against it, and people went, wait a minute. And they started blaming Senator Dodd for it, throwing him to the wolves, his minion, his former colleague, and Dodd came out and said, you told me to do this. You signed the orders. In the executive, I just got past the accompanying legislative. See, that's what's going on with this torture business. He is behind it all while paying lip service that he's fighting it. We'll break it down.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You got someone to blame.
You got someone to blame.
You got George Bush to blame for the secret arrest and the secret torture.
One life.
The Patriot Act being used on U.S. citizens.
In the night.
Now Obama puts it in high gear, but pays some slick talk lip service to it. And so the left in this country embraces pure wickedness, hook, line, and sinker, and I hear disgusting fake conservatives all over radio and TV defending Obama on one level, and they have another group of them criticizing him, putting out disinfo. Obama's going to put Al-Qaeda murderers on the streets of America. And see, that then gives him left cover. Oh, look, the right wing is attacking him. Dick Cheney, who has a 9% approval rating, is attacking him. That will then give Obama incredible support. You have a horrible, unpopular person who the media says is the leader of the Republican Party, Dick Cheney. And we have White House memos saying, run on Dick Cheney, run on Rush Limbaugh. Both very unpopular with the average American, even most conservatives. They're discredited. They're known as hypocrites. Liars. Cheney's got a 9% approval rating. So we've got the White House memos. You know, this is not just my opinion during the election. Later, it came out, what, a month ago, that it's White House memos. New York Times. Washington Post. They want to run on Cheney and run on Limbaugh. Instead of a new idea of liberty and freedom, they want to hang around the neck of conservatism, tripling the size of government, torture, secret arrest. But see, Cheney, Obama, they're all just puppets. Their job is to act like they're really the power structure and to have these stage fights with each other where Obama says, you did things wrong, Bush and Cheney. I'm going to continue the indefinite secret detention and all the rest of this, and we're going to do a process and hear from Congress and a wide spectrum of the political landscape, not wide spectrum, the control left-right paradigm, and then we're going to see what to do to keep America safe. And then meanwhile, Cheney comes out and attacks that, so the left then goes, hey, you know, what Obama's doing is good. Don't you see the mind trick? You've now accepted secret arrest, secret torture, indefinite detention, and Obama's got chief high-level Democrats all over Congress introducing hate crimes bills that restrict free speech, but that's nothing compared to the Cyberbullying Act with Hannah Montana pushing it in character in Reuters and on national TV, and I turned the television on for 30 minutes last night and saw Hannah Montana all over pushing, we've got to pass the Cyberbullying Act that says felony arrest if someone says you hurt their feelings. I mean, the end of the First Amendment, the end of free speech. They're attacking the Second Amendment. They're hitting us at every level. And Obama is in deep political trouble, and his approval rating is dropping, even with his base, because they're finding out he's involved in the banker bailout, the banker takeover, and now they want a new one, it's reported today. Even more powers and more trillions. And so Obama tried to say, hey, I'm closing Guantanamo. Then people read the executive order and they said, wait a minute, it says you're going to look at closing it in a year, but moving people to offshore European and Central Asian bases and in Montana and Wyoming and places, and that citizens will be held at these, and the facilities they've listed are already facilities, quote, holding. There's a new division of Supermax the feds have that holds, like, people that break in and free monkeys. Or people that, well, whether you agree with that or not, or people that burn down a ski resort, or, you know, pretty bad folks burning down the ski resort, but they hold them in supermax special anti-terror prisons where they can't talk to lawyers or family. That's in the news, but in the back of the paper, that they're going to stick U.S. citizens with these people out of Central Asia. And then the news keeps saying, all these people are guilty. These are terrorists they're going to let go. And then they admit that more than two-thirds of the evidence obtained in fake terror alerts was obtained through torture. I mean, they waterboarded Sheikh Khalid Mohammed for 5.5 years, and then he confessed to bombing buildings that weren't even built when he was arrested. I'm surprised he didn't confess to sinking the Titanic, to crucifying Jesus Christ. I'm surprised he didn't confess to killing Lincoln. It is absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And so this is the type of political diversion. He comes out and says he's getting rid of it. But if you listen to the fine print of what he's saying and the fine print of what he's written, and what it's the exact same thing, but with a velvet glove on it. So he's shoring up all the horrible things the New World Order got done on Bush's watch. Now he's getting left cover as Cheney attacks him to make it look like he's doing something good. This is some slick stuff, and the public will buy it for a while. But they'll wake up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Way up north, way up north,
north to Alaska,
to go north for Russia's home.
North to Alaska,
to go north for Russia's home.
Big Sam left Seattle.
All right, we've got Dr. Rand Paul joining us here in just a few moments till the end of this hour. Jesse Ventura is going to be on with us coming up in the last hour today. Got a lot of important news and information coming up as well. Dr. Paul's talking about running for the U.S. Senate. We'll also talk about his dad, what the campaign was like. I got a chance to meet his brother, who's in the Obama deception, Wayne Paul, Ron Paul's brother. So I also want to talk about the family and what this has been like for them as well, not just the campaign. Always interesting to talk to this great family. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them is PepperSpray.com. And when I tell you that PepperSpray.com is the one-stop shop to get your non-lethal self-defense needs, it is the place. Best prices, free shipping on orders over $99. Stun guns, tasers, great to give women and your family, or if you're in an area where Second Amendment's restricted, but these aren't, very important. Great stun guns and tasers, pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everybody knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, PepperSpray.com, and check out their wide variety of personal security products. they have available on their website. It's 94. Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. Here is their toll-free number, 1-800-908-9988. Don't procrastinate. Home invasions, robberies are exploding everywhere. I've got a friend who just moved back from Costa Rica down there doing construction work, and most of the Americans they know are leaving. And Canadians are leaving because they're just home invasions everywhere. It's starting up in the U.S. Costa Rica used to be real good. The point is, in a bad economy, stuff gets worse. Instead of having to shoot somebody, you can taser them. Or kill them if you want. The point is, this gives you an option. 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988. Also, I want to encourage everybody to check out all the new books and videos we're carrying, like The Secret Mysteries of America Revealed Part 3, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. That's now out and discounted on DVD at InfoWars.com. Get the Obama deception. Obamanoids are finally ready to wake up that this guy is a shill, a front man, and they need to see this documentary. It shows them who he really works for. It shatters the left-right paradigm, and it's all about ending the Fed. It's about solutions, taking on the private bankers. We'll talk about that with Rand Paul in a moment as well. His dad's gotten a whole bunch of sponsors now. Things are getting close. So, again, InfoWars.com, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free, ask about the combos and specials. You can also call the bookstore, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all of my films in super high quality and more, and watch the live TV show every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank the members there. Okay, without further ado, Dr. Rand Paul joining us from Kentucky, and he's going to be traveling around the country soon. We're syndicated nationwide and now on XM, so folks everywhere should go to these fundraisers he's going to be having. Rand Paul, great to have you here, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Very exciting times. Before we get into your campaign, and are you going to be running for the Senate? And it looks like you are. But before we do that, your dad, tell us about how he's doing, about the, 120-something sponsors now to audit the Fed. I mean, liberty is on the march.
I think the audit the Fed bill is really, really exciting. And it's a real example of how our movement is not just a protest movement anymore, that we're actually going to get something done in Congress, hopefully. Actually, over 160 co-sponsors now. It's virtually guaranteed that it will get a vote in committee. They haven't scheduled the committee meeting yet, but Barney Frank is the chairman of the committee, and he's agreed to hold hearings. And what I've heard is that if it passes in committee, there's a very good chance it can pass on the floor. And this is a good first step towards opening the transparency of what goes on at the Federal Reserve. What's amazing is they've increased their balance sheet or their asset sheet by $2 trillion. You know, we talk and complain about the $1 trillion stimulus and the $1 trillion bank bailout. The Federal Reserve increased their asset sheet by $2 trillion, and nobody got to vote on it, and nobody even gets to know where the money's spent. So it's about time we opened up the books of the Fed.
It certainly is. A lot of people said, oh, look, Ron Paul lost. What a waste. And I said, wait a minute. You know, revolutions always take time. The number one new movement on campuses starting to overshadow the phony liberals and phony conservatives is the libertarian Ron Paul Patriot movement. He was just a focal point of that. All this investment in time and energy is just going to continue to grow. And now everybody has seen that and are more heartened than ever and have learned the lesson that this isn't going to be instant gratification. This is like planting crops. A lot of work comes into it, but before you know, you're bringing in that harvest. And it's going to be the same with your Senate campaign, and I pray, just like we pushed your dad to run for president, I pray that you will, after you're done exploring this, do it, because it's so important to just launch more torpedoes at the enemy, and I see you as a very important torpedo, not just because of your father's name, but your great education, your patriotic stance, your activities in Kentucky, your history of liberty. I think you're the man for the job, and you're a weapon we need to use against the New World Order.
Well, the amazing thing about my father's loss, and I was very involved with the campaign, and I heard some of the dissatisfaction from people, but I try to convince people that the amazing thing about the loss is that he is routinely on the mainstream media now. Our viewpoint, finally, for the first time in probably 30 years, we have a spokesman who
yes.
They may not be listening to him all the time in Washington, but we have someone who presents our point of view to a large audience on a national basis, and he became a national leader. And there's something quirky about the media in the sense that you can be a regional person, a congressional candidate, or congressman, but then when you take that next step up to the national level, all of a sudden everybody wants to know your opinion. The other thing that's made him very prescient is the fact that he predicted the housing bubble just exactly in 2003 in committee, saying there will be this housing bubble. Not only will mortgages fail, but banks will fail because of this. And now that's being repeated verbatim. Tom Woods put it in his book. Joe Scarborough's putting it verbatim in a book that he's publishing. So people are taking notice of the fact that he predicted what was going to happen with this housing bubble.
Exactly. We have a bandwagon effect. You have the Republican Party that sold out to the New World Order totally in shambles, and they're recognizing the only thing left and growing is true conservatism, true libertarian viewpoint. And I've got to say this, your father's very scholarly. He had a lot more fire and was more passionate when he was, you know, 30 years ago giving speeches that have been since put up on YouTube. And he's very humble, so he didn't, you know, like to get aggressive and, you know, really show a lot of fire in the belly until he got attacked, and we saw more of that. And now he's gotten very comfortable on TV. Now he's on national TV almost every day. And he is, you know, as you said, we're forcing the American people's popular viewpoint now into the mainstream. They're having to capitulate and admit that we are a massive minority becoming a majority. And this is an incredible, incredible victory. And that goes to you, your father, to everybody that supported Ron Paul, to people who have fought for liberty for decades in this nation. We're having huge success. And I want listeners to understand that. That the establishment is trying to send people into our midst to be naysayers and to nitpick and ninny. Those people, you know, a lot of them are, you know, are just closed-minded, but a lot of them are operatives.
Right, and you mentioned going beyond sort of the right-left paradigm. This is what I tell people about. If I can win a primary and get into a general election, is that I don't think you have to sell your message out and just become a Democrat when you win the primary to attract Democrats. I think there's a whole host of independents and people who might even call themselves moderate who think the deficit is drowning us and we have to do something about it. But you know the reason they're not voting Republican is because they don't trust the Republicans anymore to do anything about it. So we have to bring back some believability. You know, as I'm going to be running as a Republican, we need to bring back believability to the Republicans and say we do believe in the in reducing the deficit and cutting spending and doing the things that we talked about for many years but never did once we got in power.
And it's not just you running. We need a lot more people to run. They are running, people for county commissioner, dog catcher, mayor, sheriff, state representatives on the liberty bandwagon, and that's why we see 30-plus states moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment sovereignty. That's why we see resolutions defending the Second Amendment and declaring state sovereignty on the Second Amendment being declared. I mean, we're actually counter-striking the globalists that are trying to take over our nation on every front, aren't we, Dr. Paul?
Well, and I think 2010 could be a big year because just historically there's a backlash a lot of times against presidents. The other thing is this president is going so far in the direction of government, direct government ownership of banks, direct government ownership of the auto companies, that there, I think there will be a backlash and it could be a good year. And people ask me if I did run, win the nomination, what would I say about the Democrat opponents is I really think they're going to have to defend Obama and it can be a campaign about President Obama in 2010. And while he does have high popularity roles, in Kentucky, he lost overwhelmingly to John McCain, and John McCain ran sort of a lackluster campaign, but he still wiped out President Obama in Kentucky. So Kentucky is rife, I think, for talking about the fact that we can't go along this road. We cannot continue to sustain this massive deficit.
90% chance you're going to run? I mean, what do you need to see in your exploratory committee to ensure that you do run?
There's a couple of things going on. It's kind of a tricky situation. We have an incumbent senator, Jim Bunning, who actually did vote against the bank bailout and has been fairly conservative. He unfortunately did vote for some other things that we have a great disagreement with, such as the Patriot Act, but he in general was kind of conservative. He says he's running, but at the same time he says if he doesn't raise enough money, he won't run. He also has encouraged another candidate other than myself to form an exploratory committee, which doesn't seem to make sense because if he's really running, why would he encourage other people to compete with him for fundraising if that's the key criteria for him to keep running?
Well, I don't care if he's got a half good – I mean, Dr. Paul, to interrupt here, I don't care if he's got a few good things on his record. A bunch of it's bad. your dad isn't going to live forever. We need to use the Paul name for liberty, and we need you to go ahead and get into politics and go ahead and start winning to follow in your father's footsteps.
And I think that's sort of the question, and some of it will be shown by what we can raise through the exploratory committee. I was telling you earlier, we plan on going to several different states. I'm working on coming to Texas in August, and we're hoping to actually get down in your neck of woods to Austin. And we know we have a lot of friends in the Austin area. The Austin area was one of the biggest meetup groups in the country, and we hope that the people of Texas will try to get us a new U.S. senator in Kentucky.
The power of having a Paul in the House and a Paul in the Senate. And for folks that want to know your policies, your ideas, I've read your writings, I know your history with the Kentucky Taxpayers Association, what you've done. You're basically what I would call a chip off the old block. Your policies are basically identical to your father, correct?
I'd say we'd be very, very similar. We might present the message sometimes differently. You know, we have a website if people want to learn more about what I think, randpaul2010.com. And on that website, we already have a lot of policy issues, and a lot of them are very, very similar to my father. I will be my own person, and I think the message in some ways has to be broadened and made more appealing to the entire Republican electorate because you have to win a primary. And not only that, it's, as I do believe, in a slightly different presentation. For example, on national defense, my father and I agree completely that you should declare war. You know, you should not fight war without declaring it constitutionally. But at the same time, I think it's important that we emphasize that the Constitution, one of the primary enumerated powers of the Constitution, was national defense. And so we do believe in a strong national defense. We just have to define what is in our best national defense. But once we do so, we need to appear and acknowledge that we do believe in a military response to those who attack us.
Sure. I mean, that's just a popular thing. But obviously, you would try to repeal the Patriot Act. You try to repeal unconstitutional gun laws. You try to defend the borders.
Yeah. And in fact, one of the things that I spoke recently at the Knob Creek machine gun shootout in Kentucky, a pretty amazing thing. Over 3,000 people show up at this machine gun shootout, and I gave a speech there, and I said, look, I'm a great defender of the Second Amendment, but you know what? If you want the Second Amendment, you got to defend the First Amendment also. McCain-Feingold limits what Second Amendment groups can do, limits my taxpayer group from buying advertising. It's actually illegal for me to buy advertising within 60 days of the election under McCain-Feingold. So I tell them, if you want the Second Amendment, you want to defend the Second, you got to defend the First. And I said, if you want the Second Amendment, you want to be free from government intrusion and looking and snooping about what guns you have in your house, you've got to believe in the Fourth Amendment. So you can't have the Patriot Act, which eviscerated the Fourth Amendment, if you really want to be free in your home to be allowed to own guns for personal protection.
Now, give that website out again for folks.
It's randpaul2010.com.
And can folks go ahead and go to randpaul2010.com and donate?
They can. We have a donation. We have a ticker on the site, actually. And I was joking. I tell people we've got two really old political hacks out in California, age 24 and 25, evidence of the youth movement, who have done this website for me and have done a great job.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So randpaul2010.com. I got a lot of questions for you in the 10 minutes or so we have left with you, Dr. Rand Paul, son of Congressman Ron Paul. We have bills introduced in Congress that are just really off the chart. We have the bill to put everybody on a no-fly list, 1,100,000 Americans in this Kafkaesque system, no judge, no jury, no face your accuser, no more Second Amendment. That's racing through the House. We have the Cyberbullying Act being pushed by the character Hannah Montana, that if someone signs an affidavit saying something hurt their feelings, federal felony charges, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's no doubt Obama is making a tyrannical move that I have to say dwarfs Bush. I didn't think that was possible. What should we do about that from your view?
But I think we have to, you know, work at sunsetting the Patriot Act or repealing the entire thing outright. I think one of the great ironies, and I actually kind of laughed to see what Jane Harman got caught up in. Here's a woman who went along with Bush on supporting all these wireless tapping, and then she gets caught up with her phone tapped. But it's not a laughing matter for the rest of us, because my wife and I were sitting this morning, and we're getting these random emails, and we don't know if it's just spam or not, but some of them are in either Arabic or Hebrew. We're not sure what language, but we were kind of laughing and saying, well, you know what, someone's probably sending us email, now we'll get on a list, and now they can look at our email. Well, we laugh, but that could actually be true, that someone sends you a random email that's from another country with another language we don't even understand, but now they say, well, look, you're getting it from this person who's on a watch list. We're allowed to watch, look at all of Rand Paul's email. And I don't know if that happens, but I know under the Patriot Act, they can do that.
No, that's exactly what they do, but they don't even do that anymore. I mean, they'll get whole terrorism investigations by just going up to somebody at a restaurant or bar and saying, think we might have to have a shooting war someday? Yeah, Bob, you do. Boom, they'll open a whole Spence account for, you know, 10 or 15 feds to follow you around for 2 or 3 years. That's how they operate. So your instincts are right, Doctor.
Well, it's an amazing, and it's not brand new either. If you look back at the history during World War One of what they did through the Sedition and Espionage Acts, there's a famous court case, and I think Napolitano writes about this in his book. It was a farmer out in Montana, and he goes down to the feed store with two or three of his buddies, and he says, well, I think this war is about a bunch of bankers getting rich in New York, and I just don't care much about those Germans. Says this in World War II, they put him in jail. And the first judge that hears the case under the Espionage Act says, well, maybe we ought to use a little common sense here, and if it looks like he's going to be able to affect the outcome of the war by going down to the feed store and being against World War One, maybe that's a different story. And so he threw
stay there, Doctor. Final segment with Rand Paul. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold.
Yeah, the statistics are out there. We got it posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The government admits that 90% or more of the people picked up at Guantanamo Bay and other camps in Europe were picked up by rival clans. And I had this former CIA section chief over in Afghanistan on. He wrote the book Jawbreaker, and he admitted that they'd pay him $24,000 to $25,000. as high as $30,000 per head. And they'd mainly just grab 14, 15, 16-year-old goat herders who had no history because, you know, they didn't want to grab somebody from a real, you know, terror group because they'd come after them. And they would just sell them to the U.S. And they admit that most of the intelligence was gained through torture. So when they say they're going to release al-Qaeda on the streets of America, no, Obama's talking about taking them to new camps in the U.S. with indefinite torture and having a new kangaroo court do it. So, and they're calling that liberal. Well, this is a scary precedent, Obama saying he's going to continue indefinite detention, Rand Paul.
There's at least one prisoner down there that I've read about who was a former governor of a province in Afghanistan. He was a supporter of Karzai and a supporter of the U.S. government by all appearances. But then a rival clan who wanted to take over the governorship turned him in and said he was collaborating with the Taliban. But it's kind of unclear whether these people are guilty, not guilty, whether a rival clan wants to take their turf. And like we talked about, 90% of these people in Guantanamo were not picked up directly by the U.S. troops or picked up by other local troops who then professed that these people are related. But the hard part of this is that inevitably some of these people are fighters. Some of them do go back to the battlefield and fight us. So really, can we release them in our country? I'm not sure if they all can be tried properly either. So really, I think deportation or sending them back to their country of origin might be the best way to go. And none of it's fair because some have been held for years and years without trial. If they truly are people who were involved with attacking the U.S., I think maybe then they should get life sentences and some should stay in prison.
But they deserve a trial.
Exactly. They deserve
a trial. Because if they don't get a trial, we're not going to get a trial. We know, Dr. Paul, they're using the Patriot Act against non-terror-related cases. They've set the precedent. All of this is going to come back on us.
Right. Oh, I agree with you. And then ultimately, though, if you cannot figure out how to have a trial and cannot have enough evidence to do this, I think deportation is the only acceptable way. And I think you deport them to where they were captured. Now, they say, oh, these countries won't take them back. Well, I think we have enough military force in Afghanistan that they can be taken back to Afghanistan at the very least. And I think that would be acceptable for the vast majority of people. It gets rid of the idea of having to try them. And then, you know, a lot of us aren't going to be too happy if, you know, you take people who are potentially violent, and we don't know this, but are potentially violent, just put them on the streets of Austin. You know, I think sending them back to where we captured them is probably the best thing.
The media just does that to demonize releasing any of them. Final question, Dr. Rand Paul. We have the DHS report that we broke and the MIAC report that we broke. When Ron Paul first got it, he didn't believe it. We don't make stuff up, but I don't blame him. I mean, it's pretty crazy. But the point is, saying that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists, another example of how this war on terror is being used against the American people.
I think the great irony of this, and it would be funny if it weren't so sad, is that one of the criteria for being on the list could be if you're an adamant defender of the Constitution. So defenders of the Constitution, those who talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, those people, or even people who are ex-military veterans who have served their country and come home, these are the people we have to worry about and put on a special list. I think it's really, really horrifying, and there should be just universal outrage. And, you know, to tell you the truth, once it became public, I was unsure what would happen. But the amazing thing is the more y'all talked about it, the more they did get worried that they were targeting regular U.S. citizens and at least officially have pulled that off their websites because of things that y'all talked about.
Dr. Rand Paul, let me say bye to you during this break and maybe even hold you over a minute or two because I want to give out that website again, and I want to give out a number for folks that may not have computers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.